From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New signs of a weaker economy. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was flat in June. The personal incomes of Americans were unchanged as well. Those numbers mean the economy was losing steam at the end of the second quarter. And many analysts believe growth will slow further in the second half of the year, in part because of the nation's lingering high unemployment rate. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says when jobs start becoming more available, people will return to the workforce.
And that can cause the measured unemployment rate to go up temporarily. But what we expect to see, and I think most private forecasters expect this, is an economy that's gradually healing. Of course, we want to do what we can to reinforce that process because it's not coming back as quickly as we'd like.
Geithner was on ABC's Good Morning America. BP engineers will be testing the strength of the cap atop the wellhead at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico today as the first step toward what the company hopes will be a final sealing of the runaway oil well. The government now says nearly 5 million barrels of oil gushed from that well before it was capped. NPR's Richard Harris says that's on the high end of the range of estimates.
The government had figured that somewhere between 3 million and 5.2 million barrels of oil had spewed from the well. New pressure readings from inside the well cap have allowed federal scientists to refine that estimate. The latest figure is 4.9 million barrels, plus or minus 10%. The scientists say the flow early on was as high as 67,000 barrels a day. That's just about what scientists who analyzed videos of the spill first told NPR back in mid-May. By the time the well was capped, the flow had dropped to 53,000 barrels a day. BP did manage to capture about 800,000 barrels, but the rest of it flowed into the Gulf. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Debate begins in the Senate today on the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. A vote on her confirmation is expected before the end of the week. Six private security guards in Afghanistan have been beheaded during a bank robbery after apparently being poisoned. And in the southern part of the country, NPR's Quill Lawrence reports NATO forces have repelled an attack on one of the alliance's largest bases in Afghanistan.
A small group of insurgents, some of them wearing suicide vests, failed to breach the northern gate of Kandahar airfield. Local officials said two rockets fired at the base wounded one soldier and two civilians. All of the attackers were killed. The commander of NATO forces, General David Petraeus, issued new guidance to foreign troops in Afghanistan this week, stressing the avoidance of civilian casualties and protection of the Afghan population as keys to defeating the insurgency. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama signs a law today that narrows the gap in prison sentences for possession of crack cocaine versus powder cocaine. The law replaces a measure that sent tens of thousands of people, mainly African Americans, to prison for long terms for crack cocaine convictions in the past. This is NPR News from Washington. A controversial proposal to build a mosque near Ground Zero in New York comes before that city's Landmarks Preservation Commission today. NPR's Brian Reed reports the panel will decide whether to protect a building that would have to be demolished for the proposed Islamic Center to be built.
Opponents of the center, which include Sarah Palin, Newt Gingrich, and some families of September 11th victims, are hoping the commission's vote will throw a big obstacle in the way of the project. One building on the site dates back to the 1850s. If the commission gives it landmark status, Cordoba Initiative, the Muslim organization behind the new facility, won't be able to change the exterior of that building without having further public hearings. They also won't be able to demolish it for the proposed construction. But even if the commission does vote that way, Cordoba will still be free to put their cultural center on the site, just using the existing building. And if it isn't deemed a historic landmark, they'll be able to break ground as planned. Brian Reed, NPR News.
Astronauts are getting set to try to repair the cooling system aboard the International Space Station. A malfunction over the weekend knocked out half of the crucial cooling functions aboard the orbiting outpost, forcing crew members to halt scientific work and turn off unnecessary equipment. Mike Sufridini is NASA's Space Station Program Manager. He's confident the problem can be fixed.
This is an anomaly we knew someday would happen. It's an anomaly that we have trained for. It's an anomaly that we have planned for. Obviously we've spared for it. So, I mean, we're in a good position to go solve this problem.
Sufridini acknowledges the cooling system malfunction is one of the most serious in the 12-year history of the space station, but he insists that it poses no threat to the ongoing operation of the orbiting outpost. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for